BBC News with Neil Nunes. France is lifting many of its restrictions after one of the longest lockdowns in Europe. Shops and most primary schools will reopen in the morning, and people will be allowed to meet friends and family in small groups. Spain will also relax its lockdown in some regions. People will be able to meet family or friends in gatherings of up to 10 and move freely around their province. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has set out what he described as a conditional plan to gradually ease the lockdown in England. Those who cannot work from home should now be actively encouraged to return to their workplaces. From Wednesday, people will be able to do unlimited exercise outdoors as long as social distancing is maintained. The Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, has begun self-isolating away from the White House after an aide was diagnosed with coronavirus. Mr. Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, tested positive for the virus on Friday. Three other top officials have already begun 2 weeks of self-isolation. The top Democrat in the U.S. Senate, Chuck Schumer, has asked the Department of Veterans Affairs to explain why it allowed the use of an unproven drug to treat veterans suffering from COVID-19. Senator Schumer said the department should also explain why it made a bulk order of hydroxychloroquine, a malaria drug promoted by President Trump. Avianca, Colombia's national airline, has filed for bankruptcy in a New York court. Avianca's passenger operations had been grounded since March because of coronavirus. Five Indian migrant workers have been crushed to death after the truck they were in overturned. They were hiding in the vehicle laden with mangoes in an attempt to evade coronavirus travel restrictions. BBC World News.